AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. After a rough start to the year, the Federal Reserve says the economy is back on the right track. But the AP's Mark Smith reports it's not time yet to start raising interest rates.
Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen says the economy's again expanding and the job market continues to strengthen.
On both of these fronts, we have seen some progress.
And thanks to lower energy costs, prices remain in check.
Overall inflation is likely to run at a low level for a substantial period of time.
So after 2 days of Fed meetings, Yellen says for now, it won't start raising rates.
Beginning too early. Could risk derailing a recovery.
Still, she says a hike remains more likely than not later this year. Mark Smith, Washington.
Response from the stock market. Stocks finish higher. The Dow closed up 31 points. The House could vote tomorrow on a bill to rescue President Obama's trade agenda. It was rejected last week by Democrats. The bill would allow Congress to approve or reject any trade deal the administration negotiates, but not change it. Obama will meet with House and Senate Democrats. The House rejected a bill that would have ordered the withdrawal of U.S. forces deployed to fight Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria by the end of the year. The search was expanded in upstate New York today for prison escapees Richard Matt and David Sweat. The convicted killers got out 12 days ago. This is Incident Commander Chuck Guest.
If there's one word that I thought of throughout this investigation, it is relentless, and we are going to pursue every lead, and we are going to locate these individuals, and they will be apprehended.
Firefighters say one or two young boys near Orlando, Florida, called 911 and went into their neighbor's burning home and rescued two children. The boys are 11 and 10. The children they rescued, 1 and 8 months old. This is AP Radio News. An appeals court says government officials could be held liable for the mistreatment of men detained after 9/11.
The 2-to-1 ruling comes in a 13-year-old lawsuit. It charges that after 9/11, many immigrants were arrested and held under harsh conditions simply because they were or appeared to be Muslim. The judges wrote that former Attorney General John Ashcroft and ex-FBI Director Robert Mueller may have been motivated by concern for national security, but that doesn't excuse their actions. The plaintiffs say they were treated as terrorists for months, then cleared of terrorism charges and deported on minor immigration violations. Warren Levinson, New York.
In Washington today, President Obama was at the investiture ceremonial swearing-in ceremony for Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
The law is her map, justice her compass.
The president said Lynch is proving herself to be a tough but fair attorney general. Lynch was sworn in by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor today. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.